Court will proceed to the ninth case, Granger versus Roach.
Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Cameron Nelson from Greenberg Traurig, and I represent the originally pro se plaintiff in this case, Ronald Granger. I'm glad I can still say good morning, even though we're cutting it close. The reason we're here is because Mr. Granger filed a complaint in 2008 in January. He's a pro se litigant. He didn't have counsel. His complaint filed does, we can see it, allege two separate causes of action against two separate groups of defendants. But this is not the kind of case where that was clearly apparent on the face, and there's no indication in this case that Mr. Granger was trying to secure some sort of unfair advantage. The two causes of action are some false disciplinary proceedings and a medical claim. Both events occurred at the same time, at the same hospital, and had the same common occurrence of facts. And I think that's important because Mr. Granger, who isn't a lawyer, I think it's a bit much to have expected him to have detected the George problem when he was handwriting out his complaint.
If we were to consider equitable tolling in this case, are there any ways in which the defendants would be harmed by tolling?
I don't think the defendants would be harmed. They've been aware of the case, and we have done our best to maintain contact with the defendants. Obviously, they didn't participate much in the case, and they're not represented here today. But we have been in contact with the Attorney General's office. We've kept them up to date every step of the way. They did appear and address the Rule 60 motion that was filed before Judge Dow. So they've been aware of the case. And as far as perhaps some evidentiary prejudice, we have the prison records. We have the documents. The salient fact of Mr. Granger's claim against these correctional officers is the fact that they actually complained about the fact that he didn't appear at the hearing when he was confined to the infirmary. And so his claim is based on the fact that they held this disciplinary hearing, and even his appeal of that ruling, without him being present, they held against him the fact that he wasn't present, but he couldn't have been. So the underlying claim has some sense of merit to it, which is why we voluntarily took on this case after we were appointed on the other case. After Mr. Granger's complaint was filed in January, it took 8 months before Judge Dow sua sponte dismissed the case. Now, in that time, the statute of limitations ran. And certainly, there's nothing wrong with Judge Dow having done that at the time he did it. He was following George. And certainly, Mr. Granger is to some degree responsible for the filing of his original complaint. But had Judge Dow acted sooner, we wouldn't even be here. Because when he ordered Mr. Granger to go to the Central District and refile his complaint, he did it, and he did it promptly. He did everything he was supposed to do. The problem here, Judge, is really we, the bar, kind of let Mr. Granger down. Nobody did anything wrong. But Mr. Granger asked to proceed in form of papyrus in January. Counsel wasn't appointed to him until initially September of that year. And then that counsel withdrew. And then another counsel was appointed to him, and that counsel withdrew. And by luck, you know, he was appointed to us. We actually had volunteered to take on a case last February because business was a little slow. So I called the clerk.
You'll be emptying the jails.
I called the clerk's court. It had been a couple years since I'd had a pro se case, and I said, well, I'm available, so let's see what we can do. And even then, Judge, it took us months to actually figure out what was going on with this officer case. We didn't even realize initially what the situation was, or that there was an appeal pending but sitting here before the Seventh Circuit. All this occurred before we got involved in the case. Mr. Granger had no counsel to guide him through this, and had he had counsel, there's nothing wrong with those prior counsel withdrawing, but had he had counsel before Judge Dow issued a sua sponte ruling, this result could have been avoided. Had Judge Dow not issued the ruling sua sponte, given Mr. Granger a chance to respond, this situation probably could have been avoided. And Judge Dow himself has expressed that this is not the result he intended to reach. His only concern when we filed a Rule 60 motion before him was that...
Of course, though, your appeal is from the Central District ruling, not the Northern District.
It is, though obviously we've taken every step we could to get the Judge Dow's ruling, I guess, before the court, and it's not clear to me whether that there's any case law that says it is or isn't part of this case. Yes, the case was dismissed with leave to refile, and it was refiled in a separate district, but yet it's still the same case. There doesn't actually seem to be any guidance in the rules or in case law that says that those must be treated as separate cases or whether they should be considered the same case for appeal. We did file a request for interlocutory appeal as a belt and suspenders approach in order to make sure that should that issue come up, we've covered every angle we could. But I submit to the court that this is all the same case. Mr. Granger made a mistake in the filing. The judge gave him leave to correct it, and he did so. And the fact that it's a different case number is almost a matter of clerical discretion as opposed to any legal standard. So we think Judge Baker erred in not recognizing these facts that he was made aware of in the complaint. And though I think I understand how he drew the conclusion, he probably felt that he couldn't. But we think that was an error. He should have recognized these facts and accepted the initial January filing date as Mr. Granger's filing date. There's, as far as I can tell, there's no case that says he can't do that. In all fairness to him, there's no case that says he can. It just is an unusual situation. But we feel that Judge Dow's order is part of this case. It's part of the procedure that led us here. We wouldn't be here but for it, and we believe that order also was in error. As we set forth in our brief, Mr. Granger's case should never have been dismissed. It should have been transferred. But Judge Baker, who was made aware of these facts in the complaint by Mr. Granger, again, with no help from us, he did this all on his own, but he did manage to write in the complaint, on his complaint, that this was filed before and he was just following the judge's instructions. All Mr. Granger needed at any point in time during this long procedural nightmare was a little bit of help. And we think he should have gotten it from either Judge Dow or from Judge Baker or from counsel. Unfortunately, he just didn't have any of those things available. The sua sponte nature of both judges' orders exacerbated the problem of no counsel because he never had a chance to respond. They were simply issued. When denying our Rule 60 motion, Judge Dow pointed out that no one brought to his attention the statute of limitations problem. But nobody could have. Mr. Granger is in prison. He can't show up to court hearings. He can't show up to status hearings. He can only respond to things that are mailed to him. And because the orders were issued sua sponte, he never could have.
How many years is he going to serve?
He is, with the penalties that were added, going to be out in mid-2013. Mr. Granger is maybe dying. He has AIDS. He has HIV. He's not doing well. He's been in and out of the hospital since we took over the case. It's one of the reasons also that motivated us to take on this case, Your Honor, is that all Mr. Granger is asking for in this claim is his time back. He wants his good time back. He would be out, I believe, February of 2011 if he gets his time back. That's all he's asking for. The state, unfortunately, the young lady at the Attorney General's office I was working with is no longer there, but we had discussed this, and she said, you know, if you had a case, we might even be willing to work with you on that, but we don't have a case. And so that is Mr. Granger's fundamental problem. He's not asking for much. Given the facts, he might actually get it, short of full litigation. But because of the... You know, him doing everything he could. He timely filed all the orders. He timely filed his complaint. I think he did everything we can expect of a pro se prisoner that doesn't have legal help. And it simply wasn't enough to avoid the procedural problems in this case. I might add, and maybe this reflects poorly upon me, but it took me several weeks to figure out exactly what the right procedure to follow in this case is. And I don't think that we can really expect Mr. Granger to have done that on his own. So with that, Your Honor, we respectfully request that the court find that the Central District Court's and Northern Judge Dow's ruling were in error and that Mr. Granger's case be reinstated.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson, and thank you to your colleagues and the law firm for accepting this responsibility.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, the case is taken under advisement.